From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
I'm gonna presume with 41 seconds left that the first place New York Football Giants has won this game over the Cincinnati Bengals 19-17. What's up? It's your boy. I'm right here. It's your boy Christopher. Hey, we're gonna swing into this, man. This is the post game. Welcome to the post game for the out of breath here for the post game roundtable. New York Football Giants 19, Cincinnati Bengals 17. Oh man, I tell you. There are so many things to cover about this that make it, your head scratch, that make you just want to cry, wonder why, and also some things to be proud of a little bit, and there's a concern or two. So we're going to swing all into that in a minute. Again, this is the Bleed Blue Show. This is your boy, Chris. We're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, at Bleed Blue Show, the Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, this, and the third. That's what we are. Hey, man, come on, call on in to 929-477-4171. That's 929-477-4171. Everybody in the queue is lining up. I'm going to start with just one particular cat here. What's up, Steve? What you looking at out there, homie? I know you hear me. Yo, Steve. Steve don't hear me yet. All right, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to roundtable this right quick. We're going to run around the room, say hi to everybody. Lady Blue, you in the house?
Oh, my God, my heart can't fucking handle this team. Oh, man, my heart. I don't know. I'm crying. I'm screaming. My heart
give
is
pain.
Just... Oh, my
pain.
God,
you
my
heart. I know.
Jesus
these folks
Christ.
Do not let... They do not let up. Hold up, baby. You gotta speak up. I'll get you right back. Carl, you in the house? I think you are.
Hello,
what's
Chris.
Up, Cheese?
What the fuck? What was that?
I know, man. I know. Hey, man. Hold that thought, because I got to hear you. Hold that thought. You'll be right back. Let's look and see what else is happening here. This must be the definition of lit. He probably lit right about now, ain't he? What's up, T?
Hey, we're number one for the week. Let's enjoy it.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate that. Stand by. Matty Dogs, you in the house or what, man?
Focus and finish. Focus and finish.
Hey, that's man. I ain't through with you yet. We got... I got to go around the room, but I'll be right back. This is so crazy, man. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Is this my homie? It's got to be my homie Bakes from around the way. What's up, homie? Frontline is true.
Hey, man, we found a way to win, bro. That's all that matters, man. This is dirty win, but we found a way to win, and I'll take that every day.
There you go. That's my homie right there. That's Bakes, y'all. Stand by, homie. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And I believe Dre Graham is on the line. Hey, Dre Graham, Demyers, what's his name? Mara needs to be fired, man, or what?
Yes. What's good, Big Blue fan?
What's up, man?
It's all
what's
good,
up,
man. First place.
It is? You feel good?
It is what it all is. Right. Take it how we get it.
It is. All right. So with that being said, again, let me remind you guys of the score if you can't believe it. 19-17, New York, first place New York Football Giants over the Cincinnati Bengals. Again, okay, let's be honest. We did not play that 48-minute game or whatever the hell was, how many numbers there is in this. But we came out on top. I saw a lot of positives today. The defense, hey, man, very impressed. But wait a minute. Whoa, I don't do it like that. I let you guys talk. Remember, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, www.bleedblueshow.com. Our number is 929-477-4171. And Lady Blue, You are on the 3-minute timer. Go ahead and say your spiel, my dear.
Well, let me tell you, I was stressing. I mean, Williams with his sack, Peppers with nice stops, Gallman beasting. We had to stop throwing a number 21 Alexander, though. He was killing us all game. And what do I say every week? I'm tired of our tight end project. Ingram, I'm done with you. One step forward, 10 steps back. I'm done. You've got to go, okay?
Oh,
walk
boy,
your ass home to Jersey.
Either.
I hate you. Our tight end project is finished. Leighton, I love you to pieces, but that big drop broke my heart. I got to get, you know, you broke my heart with that drop. And, I mean, the short kickoffs, okay, but, you know, special teams fucked us this whole game. I was so disappointed with special teams this game. It was disgusting. Defense kept us in this game with the 3 takeaways. Our defense played hard. They were a little soft at sometimes. I was yelling at them. We're leaving too much space open and too much cushion, but they did their job. Thank you, defense. Jones going down. Yeah, he scrambled and he got hurt, but Colt McCoy held his own. I yelled at him for going out of bounds, though. That was a stupid rookie mistake. He shouldn't have gone out of bounds. And Cam Fleming, your ass is walking home to Jersey. 3 holding penalties. Bullshit.
He's got to go.
You are walking home. Start walking. We'll get you next week.
Especially that last one.
I'm glad I you know, it feels like forever since I spoke with my G family. I missed you all. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes,
nice to be back on a win column. First place, finally. Hey, it doesn't matter how we got there. We're there. I'm going to enjoy this win for the week because we are officially in first place, even with the 4-7 record. Bleed blue, and thank you,
bleed
defense.
Blue.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, defense.
The incomparable Lady Blue, y'all. That's who it is. That's who it is. Pull up, Azul's at the game. What's up, homie?
Yo, what's good, man? How you doing, man? How's everybody? Good?
Hey, man. Stakeholders are on board. We're waiting to hear from you, homie. You on the clock?
Yeah, I won't be long. I won't be long because got to hit the road. But yo, Lady Blue said a lot of what I would have said. I wish Colt McCoy would have hit Deion Lewis in the flat and have been a 6 points instead of 3. Got to give kudos to Graham Gano once again. He saved our butts this week. I know we gave him the touchdown on special teams, but the field goals pretty much won us the game. I don't think that was a pass interference on Darnay Holmes. I think the refs fucked with us on that, Chris. I had to go back and watch the replay, but I didn't think that was PI from looking at it live. That's the reason why the game was closer than it is, because it ended up getting the T. Higgins touchdown. But Lady Blue said everything pretty much. Fleming with the hole. Who else was it? Evan Engram. She stole my thunder on Evan Engram. Every time he makes a play, just stupid. But you saw Colt McCoy. It was a lot of rust there. Game ball, another game ball for Wayne Gallman. He ran very well. I know he only had 4 yards of carry, but he ran effectively, man. And we just this was a very ugly game. Got the job done. This would have been a heartbreaking loss had the Bengals went up the field and kicked the game winning field goal. I'm glad it played out the way it did. Defense did their job. Fantastic. Only gave it 1 touchdown all day, but the special teams didn't really see that coming with the kickoff return. But we, for the most part, I think the Giants controlled most of this game. It would have been a heartbreaking loss. I'm glad it did not go that way. Maybe a little bit of luck is on our side, and you see how the division is. That's why I said about a month ago, you know, when we started to play Washington and Philly back-to-back, hey, you get on a couple of wins, but well, maybe we'll get on the roll. We'll see what happens with Daniel Jones' hamstring. But nonetheless, I'm happy for the Big Blue fans that did go and the Big Blue fans watching it and still believing that, you know, we have a chance within this division, man.
Okay. All right, G. Safe travels, bro. All right, G. Holla at you soon.
Yes, sir.
All
right.
All right. That's the Zoo right there. Right. So, as you know, the final score was 19-17. New York football, first place, went New York football Giants, 19, and Cincinnati Bengals, 17. We're going to move on because, everybody has different eyes, and we're going to bring it to Carl, who's got 4 of them like me. So, you're on the clock, Chief. You're on the clock.
Tell us what you saw, man. Tell us what you think. Give us your synopsis.
Well, I'm not totally sure exactly what I saw for the last 3 hours. That was
Wow.
I'll just leave it at that. But some things that did sort of stick out over the course of the game, as Lady Blue said, I'm just going to use the following two words to describe what I think of this. Engram, sigh. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to leave it at that. The kickoff return. I didn't know teams still returning back. I didn't realize teams still return kicks for out of the end zone these days. That, I was very stunned by that touchdown.
Second one,
and that had me very upset. By the way, special teams today. What was going on there between that and the punt at the end of the game? Whoa, what was that? It was said on the broadcast. It was said on the broadcast, Chris, that the coach was worried that the team would come out flat today. They were 3-7 going into the game. What, coming out flat? What? I couldn't believe when I heard that. I was like, excuse me? What are they, 7? Yeah, I'm like, what are they, 7-3? No. 3-17 coming out flat. Fuck out of here. Now, can we stop? Can we stop with the intentional bluffing play on 4th-and-1? Can we stop that? Like, we've run that thing like 8 times, and nobody's been fooled yet on doing this. And they give it away so easily. You can tell on television that they're giving it away. Like, so they have to reevaluate that play right there. Now, Jones gets hurt, right? Unfortunately, he was not going to pull a Willis Reed. He tried, but it didn't work out.
Right.
So we don't know about him. So let's hope that, you know, that's not a serious thing, because I forgot who it was on the program a couple weeks ago that was asking for Colt McCoy to start a game. Let's not see that anymore. After watching what I saw for the second half of Colt McCoy, let's not see any more of that. That's I think I saw just about enough of what I need to see out of him. But game balls, Nico Lalos called up from the practice squad with an interception and helping out on that fumble at the end of the game.
I had to look up
the media guide to find out who he was. I was very stunned by that. Logan Ryan, who's apparently leading in the fan vote for the Pro Bowl. Give him some love as well. And here's one as well. The kid Yiadom, who the Giants traded that 7th round pick for to be that second corner that unexpectedly came in this season. You know what? He's been improving each game, and that trade has been an unmitigated success. And as we pass along here, to say first place Giants going into December is not something that we would have expected, but this is 2020, and this is the most 2020 thing ever.
Bam! Carl, bleed blue. Stay right there. Perfect segue to what I got to say. 929-477-4171 is the Bleed Blue Show. This is the post-game roundtable. We just barely beat the Cincinnati Bengals, but that enabled us to get into first place. If you're calling in, understand this is the Bleed Blue family that you're hearing. Everyone here is football intelligent, and you're going to hear nothing but the best analysis of whatever you just heard. Coming up next, my man Lit, then Manny and Bakes, and we'll go on and on from there. Well, go ahead, Definition. Tell us what you saw.
Well,
oh, man. Jason,
I just wanted.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason.
Take me up here.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
So, listen, you know, this was a very interesting game. It could have been a trap game either way. But, listen, I got to say I was very, very impressed with the offense, and that includes Jason Garrett's play calling. Lots of RPOs, lots of run heavy. Even before Jones got hurt, this was basically going to be a ground and pound type of game plan. I really liked what I saw. I know that Lady Blue was mad at Fleming, but as far as a game ball, I know the defense showed up, but I'll tell you what, that offensive line really, really looked good. And as a unit, I definitely want to give a game ball to the offensive line. There was a statistic that Spielman put out there, and I don't know if anyone saw this statistic. I'll ask if anyone has seen it and can help me out with it. But he said since Barkley went out, their RPO select package has increased and been very successful. I like that. I like the fact that with Gallman and but primarily just with Gallman and Penny and the other mm-hmm. and the other by committee, you have more option for RPO. When Barkley was not in there, your option for RPO was decimated or it didn't exist. I like the fact that they're using the RPO look. The only thing that I saw as a negative, though, is, you know, the way when Daniel Jones took some kill hits today. He took some vicious hits. Yeah, when he got injured, that was kind of on his own. It really wasn't by an opposing player. But I'm really not comfortable with the way he doesn't give himself up and he's taking those monstrous kill hits. That's a concern. Mm-hmm. If it is a hamstring, considering the fact that the Giants are not able to go to the training center for the next 2 days, what's going to happen with treatment for Daniel Jones? Yes, we are in first place until next week when we obviously play again. But what is going to happen with Daniel Jones not being able to go to the training center for treatment on the injury that he had today?
That's interesting. That's something for everybody to ponder as I go around the round table. That's a good question for the whole panel. You got anything else, Lit, that you want me to address or want to address?
Hey, man, I just want to say it's nice to be in first place. This year 2020 has been an absolute shit show in a lot of facets, but it's just nice for this week to go in Monday as first place.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been a while since we've been this comfortable in first place. I saw a little bit of a graphic that they showed at on the broadcast about this NFC East title never seems to have a home, a permanent home. Well, I'm glad it's here for this week.
Definition of Lit, everyone. That's my man, Jason. 929-477-4171. This is the Bleed Blue Show. Now, Manny Dogs, you got your 3 minutes, homie. Spit
yeah,
the fire,
man. Look, listen, man. I'm gonna take what I can get. Right? That's what I'm gonna leave with. I'm gonna take what I can get, and I'm gonna take that W. We focused and we finished. That's what I was begging us to do. Focus and finish. Cam Fleming should have been dropped on his head after the game. Like somebody just come suplex him off the bench and drop him on his head. He was horrible today, and he almost cost us. Now, I wanted to address something Lit had said about the RPO options and how that increased. Let's not forget, you know, we always kind of talk about the Saquon thing. We didn't know who the hell we were for the first two games. Now, once Saquon went down, that's when we discovered, right, because we were playing Daniel Jones ball. We were playing quarterback ball. We changed it up in these last few weeks to we're going to be a run-first team. The formula that I had said in the preseason, that's the formula I said. But we wanted to throw. We had to go see if he was going to be the quarterback because, you know, Gettleman got to defend his pick. Daniel Jones played well today. He played good today. It was kind of a freaky injury. Listen, Colt McCoy came out and he struggled right away, but he settled in. He didn't make the mistakes. He didn't force anything. He gave what the defense took. He missed a couple of throws that could have been, I mean, the one that to Gallman, that was a touchdown. Not to Gallman, to Lewis, that was a touchdown.
Yeah,
Lewis. Wide open.
But
again, there's nerves. You putting the guy in. If we don't have Daniel Jones next week, I'm okay. Trust me when I tell you, Colt McCoy will be okay with an entire week of preparation. You know, you got to be ready when you come in as the second quarterback. Now, following that, the defense stepped up big time. This is what we needed to have. I know I would have preferred a blowout, but we needed a game to say, are we the same old Giants that are going to spit the game away and shit it down our legs, or are we going to finish this game? And the defense stepped up and finished the game. So the formula for the rest of this season, run the ball and play defense. Run the ball and play defense. We ran the ball and we stopped the run. That's what we did, and that's going to be the formula. We're playing the team in Seattle. We're playing Baltimore. They like to run the ball. We're going to have to stop their ass, okay? And if you watch, and we need to take a page out of the New England Patriot handbook today on how to shut Kyler Murray down, because that's what they did today in pulling off their victory. Sky's the limit right now, people, and I know we don't want to get too high, too low, but at the end of the day, I like what I'm seeing from my squad.
There you go. That's Manny. Hey, Manny, you know you're my boy. We don't. You're my brother from another mother. You know how it goes. We ain't going to go any further than that. Stand by. Stay where you are. Speaking of my mother, she used to work right on the same block where this cat grew up. This is my man, frontliner, extraordinaire. Go ahead, Bakes. Do your thing.
What's
homie.
Good, family? Listen,
hey,
man.
You see what it's
I don't got too much complaining to do. I can say that we got a win. We got a tough, gritty win. I can say we could score more. We left some opportunities out on the field to score, some via penalties, some via that missed connections. But I'm happy. What I am disappointed with is our special teams play, especially that our head coach is a special teams guru. On that kickoff, I don't even think the dude got touched. He got touched by the kicker. The kicker lunged at him and missed or got knocked away. But we got to do better on that. But those things happen. We got to just minimize those. I like the way we came on the field on that first offensive play. Went right down the field and scored, ran that ball. Fourth down, gave the ball to Gallman. I predicted that Gallman would have a big game today. He didn't have a bigger game, but his game was impactful. Nice, hard running up the middle, ball control, ball security. Also, good play by Jones, no turnovers. Unfortunately, he got an injury. Colt McCoy came in and did a serviceable job. Defense bend, didn't break. Was impressed with Leonard Williams. Impressed with the turnovers and the timely sacks. Sometimes it's not about how you play, it's when you make the play. Just like on that, because I was getting concerned. You know, they came back, they're down two, they just got the ball back, and what did we do? We got a sack fumble, and that's what I'm talking about, timely plays. And the Giants have been playing hard the entire season, and now the hard play is translating into wins now. And this is what we're looking for, improved play. And we can only get better going forward. And we're relatively healthy. We had one minor injury. The line play held up pretty well. Lemon had some untimely calls, holding calls. He needs to do better with that. And, you know, Evan Engram is going to be – he made a couple really good plays and then missed a couple plays. So he's not consistent. That's just the tail of the tape for him. But all in all, I'm happy about what we're seeing. I'm hoping that Jones continues to get healthier and play better. Third game, we won't have any turnover. That shows that if we make less mistakes than the other team, we will have an option to win the game. And that's all we can ask for. Now we're going to a tougher streak, set of games, and now we'll, you know, we need to keep playing better and, you know, step up and see if we can do better and make some more wins and make a real run. We're in first place. And let's see how far we can go from there.
Bleed blue. Yeah. That's frontline extraordinaire himself. Well, Trey Graham, we are in first place, my man. First place. It doesn't matter how we got there, how ugly it looks, or what the circumstances are, or what our record is, actually. We are in first place. So, go ahead and give us a feel with that in mind for 3 minutes, sir.
Yeah, man, it hasn't been pretty, but, hey, first place is first place. And another thing is, man, Evan Engram is slow as shit, man. I swear, Gronk will murk him in a 40-yard dash. I know he would. They both slow as shit. But, hey, on another note, I'm happy about the win. But this is my only beef, and I want to put out there, we always been a run first team. It's always been like that. The only difference now, we doing the same thing we always done. The only difference now is we're actually doing the plays that the teams couldn't stop. I'm gonna explain myself. How many times have we been in the game first half? And we've been in the game because somebody can't stop Golden Tate or something. And our running back, whoever it is, Barkley or whoever in there, been averaging 2 yards a carry, been getting shut down, right? The whole third quarter, we don't go to Tate. We go to the run. still getting 2 yards a game. By the time we're in the fourth quarter, we down by two possessions. What are we doing in the fourth quarter? Trying to sustain the run. You guys know I'm right, trying to sustain the run. Why not go back to tape? Now we see that the run is doing good, so what we do? We stick to the run. The last win against Philly, we saw that they couldn't stop Daniel Jones with the rushing, with the bootlegs. So what do? We kept doing the bootlegs. We kept our foot on the gas, and that's the difference between the past teams and this three-game winning streak. We've been doing what's been getting us the points. We haven't been going away from it. That's the biggest difference. That's the biggest difference right there. Now, my other beef is, yo, we're not up by that much. They got damn near the whole field. You going to this prevent defense and allow a big-ass bomb pass to set up the pass interference that was in the end zone. Man, I swore I wanted to Nate Robinson his ass, man. I wanted to Nate – I'm talking face down, ass up. Head face planted in the canvas first. Be the first in to hit it. And it's pissing me off because he got my last name, Patrick Graham. What are you doing, man? You playing conservative as hell. You almost lost us the game. You lucky that strip fumble bailed your ass out. Your own defense bailed you out. But other than that, Jason Garrett called the hell of a game. Special teams was garbage. And defense played the hell of a game. But that last possession wasn't their fault. That was our dumbass defensive coordinator calling them, you know, conservative plays. They can only execute what the coach tell them to do.
I gotta tell you, I was surprised about that at our special teams. I don't know, for some reason I never gave a lot of thought to our special teams the last all season, really, but damn, that was horrible. All right, Greg, we'll be back. 929-477-4171. You're listening to the Bleed Blue Roundtable. We just barely got by the Cincinnati Bengals 1917, and we are in first place in the NFC Eastern Division. All right, without any further ado, let's see if we can get this brother out of his feelings. Let's see what he come up with. Mr. Billy Bob, you got your 3 minutes on the Bleed Blue.
Hello? Oh, okay. Good evening or good afternoon, whatever y'all want to call it. But let's put it like this. The Giants played a good game. Yeah, I'm just saying like this here. Giants played a good game. It was nothing to talk about. But I just want to keep in one mind. I hope just the light bulb go off. I hope the Giants are really considering looking at that tight end from Florida, University of Florida Gators, man. Pettis, they got to be looking at that tight end. But back to the game, the Giants just played a normal game, which was winning football. That's all that was to me. Because once Daniel Jones went down in the second half, there was nothing left to do but run the ball. I was kind of upset because I still haven't seen my boy Alphonse Morris get his touch. And that's why we were losing. That's why they almost came back. Because you have to find some way to give Alphonse Morris this ball. And I'm going to stick to that. Because it would have been a much easier game if Alphonse Morris would have got the ball. But we decided not to give him the ball. But we ain't going to do it. It was just an easily called game. And due to the lackluster, we probably was lackluster on special teams. Okay, special team had a bad day today. Almost lost the game if the dude didn't get tripped. But we had a lot of games where we could have won some games like that. So we're just not going to all just suddenly just bear down on our special team because our head coach is special teams oriented. But let's just keep it like this here. The Giants can't win the football. We did what we're supposed to do. But the only thing that could have been concerning, what if it was Joe Burrow back there playing? I think we might have been looking at a different game if Joe Burrow was back there because he probably would have made a little bit more plays. But let's just look at it that we are first place and we're good and I'm happy. But, hey, listen, Giants, stop playing. Get Alpha Morris the ball. Okay, what happened today? He might have been too slow to get out that backfield on one play, but it was an all-out blitz. But that's okay. Just keep getting him the ball. You'll see how much more productive this offense will be. Be blue.
Steve
I'm
Bruce.
Good.
You're good. That's it. He hit his feelings. That's my man, Billy Bob, on the Bleed Blue Show. So, all right. So, yeah, we are in first place. It feels funny to say that. It feels strange to say that. We have to go over whatever the circumstances are. I learned a long time ago that, hey, it's not your fault that everybody else only won three games. And, you know, our record is what it is. But we are in the driver's seat pretty much. You know, all we got to do, we're going to need a little help. But when I say that, I'm talking about this freaking ridiculous schedule that we got coming up, man. It's not going to get any easier from here. The state schedule includes the Cardinals and the Ravens and the Seahawks, another Dallas. Well, Dallas is going to see us. They're trash, but for some reason we always seem to kind of fuck it up against them. Let me just put it that way. I don't need to hear that. I don't need to see it. I will be there at that game, though. So what do we do? I don't know. There's some work we have to do. I didn't know, like I said earlier, I didn't know special teams was that much of an issue. We just lost Daniel Jones. For how long, I do not know. But we made strides in other spots. For me personally, I love to see – I love what Logan Ryan has done, man. Oh, my God. I'm very, very pleased with that. That's a welcome addition if I ever saw one. So what else would you like to see? I like to know since we're after Thanksgiving and we're in the Christmas season officially – what would you like the Giants to give you for Christmas, everybody? That's the question on the Bleed Blue Show, 929-477-4171. What do you want for Christmas, Lady Blue, out of this team?
Well, let me just tell you this. I want more wins and less penalties. But we look at our remaining schedule and look at it this way. Yes, Seattle plays Philly on Monday. There's rough. But guess what? Arizona lost today to the Patriots. Hello, they lost today. And Cleveland, they just barely, and I mean barely, by the score of 27-25, beat the damn Jaguars, who's a 1-9 team. So you know what I say? Any given fucking Sunday, dude. Any given Sunday. We don't know what happens. Yes,
I love it.
Based on the schedule, and they're just the winning records. But you know what? If we get our shit together, we really could do something special for Christmas. And that's my Christmas wish. I want to run the damn tables in December, baby. That is my Christmas wish. Bleed blue.
Blue.
All fucking day.
Bam! I'm going to see if we can go ahead and make that a sound bite. That's what's happening. Love it. Well, Carl, it's almost Christmas time. What do you need this year?
Well, you know, Chris, you know, if I would have told you in August that the Giants would be playing meaningful games in December, would you believe it?
No.
It came in a very unusual way. It looks like we're going to get that. And, you know, and then Lady Blue mentioned something a second ago that I think we should, and we'll probably talk about it this week coming up here, because the way this is projecting out, it looks like the magic number is going to be 6 to win the division, unless Washington slips up. And that basically means, can the Giants get to a point where they can get 6 the last game of the season? Because I'm almost convinced that if the Giants can win against Dallas the last game of the season to get in, I think they'll do that. The question is now, can the division be put in such a way where the Giants would be controlling their own situation going into that game? All these other games right now, I think they're going to lose next week. And then I think the thing I've been wondering is, can the Giants pick off a game? And the Cleveland game is the game I'm looking at. Can they pick that one off? Because if they can, then I can tell you that the Giants would be in that situation. I'm looking for that one game to pick off somewhere between Arizona and Cleveland. I don't think they'll win the other games, but it's one of those two. And so that's what I'm looking at as we head into the rest of the way. Now, a couple things that came out from this game. Chris, I don't know if you thought about this as well. Evan Engram lined up as a receiver a couple of times. Finally. Haven't we been asking for that for weeks?
I thought we were going to get that revolutionary out of that.
And I want to see more of that. Just maybe it only happened maybe 5 plays today. Let's see it happen 10 plays going into the next game. Let's just see what it looks like. And then once we see what it looks like, then we can make an evaluation. Because I think for about 3 or 4 years now, we've been sort of asking for this, and we haven't gotten it for whatever reason. At least not at a level that we find reasonable. And so that's something that I want to look at going into the game, going into the next couple of weeks. It was mentioned, I saw Lemieux started at guard again today, and then Hernandez came in later in the game. I'm not so sure if this is just going to be a rotational thing. You could probably address this maybe better than I could. But if that's the case, it looks like has he basically put himself in a situation where he no longer has – not necessarily that he's in the coach's doghouse, but, hey, he's – He went from starting to now he's no longer starting. Like that happened, and that's something I'm worried about. It did look like Grandpa had a little bit too much Thanksgiving turkey on in the game today. You know, my man Alfred Morris. So he'll get it. But I'll give him this week as a pass. One last thing. You know, it was mentioned about the issue with Burrow and them starting the third string quarterback today. That has to be taken into account, because ever since Burrow got hurt in that game against Washington last week when his leg exploded, I believe before the last drive when they scored the touchdown, they had something along the lines of like 17 possessions and were averaging 2 yards a play. Like, it was Cincinnati's offense since Burrow got hurt has basically been thrown in the trash. So I have to take that into account when we say that the defense played well. Washington dominated them the second Burrow got hurt. And that replacement between him and the third-string guy that came in today has to be taken into account.
Comment on that, Manny Dog. Comment on that right there. We'll call this
man. Listen, man, I had some – first, I want to address the offensive line thing. What I'm seeing is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The rotation has been broken for the past – however many weeks. And so I don't think it's something that Will Hernandez didn't do or did do as much as it is what the coaches have seen that's working. That's one. The other thing that I wanted to address, man, because I really want to we really got to stop this nonsense of acting like the Giants were really running the ball. I've been hearing a lot of – and call me a Saquon guy, but I'm hearing a lot of Saquon stuff about how, you know, we can't do this and can't we do that. Game one, we passed the ball 41 times. We ran it 20. Game two, we passed the ball 40 times, ran it 18. He was hurt after that. Okay? Game three, 32, run 15. Game four, pass 36, run 26. In the 4 games we won, okay, the ball 19 times, ran it 26. We passed the ball 34 times, ran it 35. We passed the ball 28 times, ran it 36. Today we passed the ball 38 times and ran it 42. Can we stop acting like this is what we've been doing and it's just working now because we have other players? Stop. Stop playing, my man. Now, Billy Bob, I'm changing my pick. I believe Colt McCoy can beat Alfred Morris in a 40-yard pass around that corner. From what I saw today, listen, Alfred Morris had 2 lead blockers pulling. He got caught in the backfield on his first set. Look, man, they ran a sweep. It took 17 seconds. Look, Billy Bob, I challenge you. Replay the Alfred Morris sweep and the Colt McCoy sweep. See who got to the edge faster. That's all I'm saying.
That sweet potato pie was got into a tip.
Bully Bob, hold on. I got to hear from Bakes first before we go any further, man. Matty Dogs never did answer my. Matty Dogs, you answered my Christmas question on your final thoughts. Thanks, man. Thanks. What would you? What kind of thing? We're going down the stretch now, bro. I'm sorry. I'm laughing. This is crazy. We got five more games. What you want to see down the stretch, bro?
Well, first let me address the Alfred Morris thing. I believe that Alfred from Batman can beat Alfred Morris in the foot race. I just want to say that out loud. I just want to say that out loud. You know,
man,
I don't remember the question. What was the question?
The last time. Wait a minute, man. Y'all are crazy. I'm trying to keep it up here.
The last time Alfred Morris won a race? First season? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Based on what we have so far, we're a first place team. Now we can talk like a first place team. What do you want to see? What do you want to see down the stretch for the last five games of the season?
What I want to see down the stretch is I definitely want to see them really
improvement.
Start to dive into the playbook and open up the playbook. Okay. I think we need to be more. We have too many weapons on offense for us to not be averaging 25-plus points, especially now that we are taking better care of the ball. I know we're kind of transitioning into a ground-and-pound offense, but we need to still be dynamic, especially against going up some of these higher power-ranked NFL teams that we'll face, like Seattle. We're going to really need to score points. So I really need to see the offense open up. The defense is definitely gelling and getting healthy. Officially on the Leonard Williams bandwagon. I see that he's making impactful plays now. So we may have to pay that man next season. But we just need to keep coming together and staying healthy. And if we can expand the offensive playbook, I think we'll be all right down the stretch. That's definitely what I want to see, man. And, I want to see Alfred Morris get less touches in the offense as well.
Okay. But that shit was funny. Okay. All right. I'm back. Dre Graham, what do you want to see the last five games down the stretch, bro, as far as improvements on the Giants?
Simple, man. If we get any lead, like most of the season we've had the lead, we just set on the lead. But if we get on the lead, man, just play smart, not conservative. And conservative don't always mean that you're playing smart, because up until 3 weeks ago, that wasn't working for us. Just keep your foot on the gas, man. We ain't got to run the score up or nothing, but you know, keep it away to where we're not playing behind in the fourth quarter when we had the lead all game, because we set on the 3-point lead. And all they did was score one touchdown out the whole game. And as in the fourth quarter, now we're playing from behind. And we're playing, and they have the momentum. It's not a good look. It never comes into our we never get off on that. We always lose games like that. So just keep the lead, man. Play smart. If they can't stop the pass, man, just keep passing on them until they stop it. Don't go to stuff that we haven't ran the whole game. Try to experiment so they can come back. So that's all.
That's it. All right, my man. That's my man, Dre Graham. Okay. Philly Bob, you have the floor, sir.
All right, bro. You asked this question, what I want for Christmas, and we in the giving. The Giant better unwrap this box and give my dog Alfred Morris all the damn balls he wants. Feed him till he can't run no more. You keep feeding him, literally feed that fat boy. And for all y'all with his little Alfred Morris joke, all these little jokes for the Alfred Morris joke. You know who's saving me, man? Alfred. You know who's saving the Giants? Alfred. Alfred Morris is the reason why Gallman running like this here. Y'all see all the running backs that he was running with, he wasn't doing nothing. Soon as Alfred Morris got mad now, who started running better? Gallman. But on whose behalf? Alfred Morris. And let me tell you, y'all going to look at the statistics. At the end of the day, who got a better average? the second best average on the team? Alfred Morris. So for Christmas, all we need to be talking about is Alfred Morris. I don't care what. And then when he got caught in the backfield, the lack of intelligence by the one we keep talking trash with, we need to get rid of Ingram. Ingram, you didn't see nobody in front of you. All you had to do was just turn back and get that little block. That was just like, that just football one-on-one. You could have picked that block up. Alfred Morris would have got out of there with his 1.1 mile one run, running slow. I don't care what y'all want to tell me. Y'all just better get Alfred Morris a damn ball all damn day because he's the only one I know. This season, as a good man, listen, y'all can say how slow my dog is. Hey, that's the only bright light I see right now. Because we're going to need him at the end. He's going to save us. Y'all going to laugh. We're going to have these slow conversations. Out for more. Oh, yeah. Like hey, now everybody come out of the woodwork with Yenum. I said Yenum was doing his thing. Now y'all want to come out. Hey, I said the man been stepping up like the second cornerback over there by himself.
You did. Yep.
Come on, let's not play him. But we still going back to Alfred Morris. That's all I got to tell y'all. Bleed blue, Alfred Morris. We're going to ride this one tonight.
Okay.
Alfred Morris. Run it all the way through the playoff. Alfred Morris.
Oh, I'm loving this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been entertaining. And now it's time for your final thoughts on what you think about. And I like to remind all the callers out there that this is the final thought part, and that we will be on for our pregame show on Thursday as well. So please tune in. I'll give you check all the listings. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes after the final thoughts. So, Lady Blue, kick us off with our final thoughts, my dear.
Final thoughts is I'm going to enjoy being in first place. Screw everybody else, and I'm going to enjoy this week, the third win in a row. And hope we can run the tables in December. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's my girl, y'all. Me, Lady Blue, know what the fuck you're talking about. I so much appreciate her. Carl, my man. Final thoughts.
You know, as we say goodbye, Chris, you know, this will be the first time since 2016 where all of us going into this week will have meaningful football in December. Like, I don't even know. How do we adjust to this? Like this is like uncharted waters here that, you know, we don't even kind of know what this feels like. And like I said, despite the record, you know, we at least can now, you know, the last number of years we've been talking about the future in like October, right? Like who are we going to get rid of? Who are we going to draft? And, you know, what changes are going to be made this year for the first time in 4 years, at least. We won't have any of those discussions this week. All we're going to talk about is maybe we can pull off some sort of upset in Seattle on Sunday by some miracle, and that talk can cease for a while. And that's actually a good thing, finally, for a change that we don't have to inundate ourselves and get into the weeds, into the mud. We've been down that road so many times for years now, that for just one time at least, despite the 4-7 record, we can at least talk about something that is on the field and not off of it. And with that, I say good night. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to everybody. Hope everybody was safe. And bleed blue with everybody, and I'll talk to you all on Thursday.
There you go. That's my man. That's why you are who you are. Thank you, bro. Carl, everybody. This is the Bleed Blue Show, and Manny Dawgs is up next.
Listen, man, my final thought will be this, man. What I want to see the last 5 weeks, stick to the formula. The games that we have won, there's a formula. We run the ball, we stop the run. Control the line of scrimmage, that's how you win football. And if I wanted to get a gift-wrapped present, I want a W against the Cowboys, a W against the Browns, and a W against the Ravens. I want to beat those three. I think we could beat Arizona. Seattle, that's a tough one for me. I always go into a fight thinking we're going to win. I just know that's going to be a hell of a battle. But if we control the line of scrimmage, We controlled a line of scrimmage. Sky is the limit. Sky is the limit. And we should keep feeding Alfred Morris because we need that right guard. So if we keep feeding him, he's going to be able to play it soon. And,
you better leave my man Philly alone. He's terrible, man. He's terrible.
He's
terrible, man.
I will make a video of how much I love Alfred Morris if he go in there and wreck shop and pull an O.J. Anderson in the playoffs if we make the playoffs.
What are we going to feed him? Lead bricks?
Well, no.
They better be blue. They better be blue.
We've been feeding him the pigskin, but it's pork rinds. It's not the football. Like, stop feeding. He don't know which one is which, man.
He's running like he's got cement shoes on.
Hey, but I enjoy it. As long as we win it, since he's been there, we've been winning. I'll keep him on the team, man. I'll keep on the team just for Billy Bob, because I love Billy Bob, and I love Alfred Morris, and I hope what Billy Bob said comes true, man. Bleed blue.
Blue. Y'all are so wrong, man. Biggs, take us to something else, man. Go ahead, Biggs. Give us your final thoughts.
final thoughts, man.
Oh, that's terrible, man.
Listen, we're basking in a three-game winning streak. Yes, it's against two teams that have a losing record, but we've seen improved play, and we're going into the real meat and potatoes part of our season, and this is a good momentum to roll in. I mean, based on history, usually this is time of the year, second half, where we're not playing our best football, even during our Super Bowl years, so this is something different. We're playing consistent football. It's a bad division, so everybody across the board is not looking great, but we are the best playing team in our division right now by far. Even the prognosticators and commentators are saying the same thing. Not that we value what they're saying, but we are the best team playing the best type of football at this point in time. So let's keep that ball rolling. Whether it be Alfred Morris or Gallman or whoever, just keep running that ball, eliminating the turnovers, and making big plays down the field. And I'm not going to make any predictions about these wins. I just want us, if we keep playing competitive, going down the stretch, we'll be okay. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. God, thanks, everyone. Appreciate that. Jerry Graham, final thoughts, sir.
Yo. All right. So I'm going to show my age a little bit here. You guys remember going back to Nintendo days. Remember 10-yard fight? Remember how slow they used to run? Slow as shit. You couldn't even break. You couldn't even break away.
I remember that.
So listen. So Alfred, 10-yard fight Morris. That's what we're gonna call him. 10-yard fight Morris, right? Because he's slow as shit. But hey,
that's
on the real though, stop trying to give him sweeps. He's slow as shit. Let him run in between them guards and tackles. Even though he's slow, he a tank, man. When they hit him, he bounce off of him. And he keeps on rolling. Now, get him in between the guards and tackles. You know, let him do his thing. Meanwhile, Gallman going between the guards and tackles. He do his things, and he do outside. Man, you know how winded the damn defense and hurt? They'll be up the middle if we hit him with the 1-2 punch of Gallman and Morris in between the guards and tackles all night. Come on now. It's obvious. It's not rocket science, man. Don't pitch the ball to Alfred Morris, and don't run sweeps to Alfred 40-yard dash Morris. That's all. He'll be good. That's all we have to do. Give him
that's
the ball, but just don't
do.
Give him sweeps and tosses. That's all.
Okay.
And that's
all right.
My final thought.
Thank you for the final thought. That's Dre Graham, everyone. Final thought belongs to Billy Bob. And let me strap in here. Okay. Billy Bob, final thought, sir.
All right. Food for thought for everybody to keep riding my dog, Alfred Morris, with the meat and potato. We're going to be meat and potato. Well, that's what we at right now. We are in the physical part of the season where the Giants should be running the ball. So we all got the same game plan. So we just gonna sit here and look at Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett, you know Alfred Morris. You see what he did for you for Dallas. You also see what he did with Washington. So all y'all with the jokes, food for thought. Y'all better just keep feeding this man the damn ball while we get through the playoffs. And there should be no reason why the Giants shouldn't finish scrum, just knowing what we have. Like, we have other players from other teams that knows the ropes. If I call out some of these players, I'd be like, yup, he knows what to do. That person should know what to do. The only person I'm just having shaky parts about is just our tight end. But as far as everything else, Jason Garrett, let's not play dumb. You seen what the man did for you for Dallas. You seen what he did in Washington. Let's just feed the ball, and let's just get the playoff. Run the ball and play physical and play football because we got a good defense. So that's all I'm telling y'all. We'll do it as long as we give Alfred Morris the damn ball. None of this slow. It can be slow. I don't give a damn. Hey, it's not to the person that get there fast. It's to the swift. We're gonna just take this nice and slow. Let's just take this nice and slow with Alfred Morris. Let's do it slow. Slow. Final thoughts.
All right.
How much food did Alfred Morris have for Thanksgiving?
There you go. Well, look, my concerns was the special teams, because I didn't know that was a real issue yet. So, but teams in first place need to, you know, address that type of thing. Okay, and I'm pretty sure it will be, being that, you know, considering Joe Judge's background. So that's one thing. I like what Logan Ryan had to do today. I'm going to slap him and give him a game ball. Evan Engram needs to get his head out of his ass. This was supposed to be his breakout year. If there was any year for you to say, okay, I'm going to show out and give my superstar profile, it was 2020, and he hasn't done it. I don't know what he has in store yet. Like Lady Blue said, one foot up, one foot down, whatever the hell. I don't know what's going on. But all I do know is right now we are in first place, and the Giants know that. And right now they're in their locker room or wherever they are celebrating that shit, and they're having a good time doing it. So I hope that carries on. I can see Colt McCoy being confident next week. I appreciate that. I do. We're going to talk about that on Thursday in our pregame before the Seattle game. I believe it's going to be 7 o'clock. Don't quote me. Please check our listings. I'll tell you what those are in a minute. Check out Ranger with Ranger Hockey on Tuesday. And, of course, the fabulous Knickerbocker Ave on Wednesday night coming up. What else do we got to say? Listen, if you love this show, check us out on our Bleed Blue Show fan page. And check out our video episodes, our video highlights, video breakdowns, all those pictures from tailgates that I know you probably been in already, and you can see how ugly you look on Facebook. Let's see. We got you can check us out on our iTunes, on Podcast Republic, on Stitcher apps, on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, and even on YouTube. So check us out when you get a chance. This is the Bleed Blue Show. This is the best fan forum for the Giants there is on any kind of media right now. And if you're here listening for the first time, family of us. We are a family. That's what we are, man. We are totally entwined together, all of us. Lady Blue, Carl, Manny Dogs, DV Nation, wherever you are, Bakes, Dre Graham, and let's see, Lit. Everyone on this show that you heard today is family. That's what we are. And I'm a special shout out to Azul for calling in like that. Appreciate that. Get home safely, homie. All right. This was the Bleed Blue Show, the post-game reaction to, our first place anointing by beating the Cincinnati Bengals 19-17. Appreciate everyone here. Man, it feels good to be in first place. That's all I'm going to say. I know it don't look conventional, but damn, it feels good. I think I'm going to have me some cognac. So, bleed blue, everybody. Bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
We are doing it. Yes, we are.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.